Everybody's going to jail. It's the news, according to me. Desk drum here. Wednesday, wishy-washy Wednesday, April 29th, 8:10 a.m. It's early here. It's not a live show, by the way. It's live. I mean, I'm alive. It's a show. I'm alive. It's not a live show. It's almost, it's the next best thing. It's not Memorex, but it's the next best thing. You guys don't remember that. You guys are too young for that. It's just a young crowd that listens to this thing. I was looking at the statistics a little bit on age to the demographics of this group, and it's like it doesn't even make the chart move until it's over 45. I don't know what. Apparently, I'm locked in an old zone, apparently, which is, makes sense. I mean, it's, I'm not old, but let's just say I'm over. You know, so let's just say I'm getting close to retirement. You don't really start getting old till after retirement. It's about 10 years. After about 10 years of retirement, you start getting old. That's when you start getting old. Somewhere around that nearly 80 point. That's when you start. That's when you can start slow. You start slowing down a little bit there. I got about 20 years left before I'm going to start slowing down. Anyway, which is not much, really. Stop and think about it. It's just it's a blink. You just turn, think about what the last 20 years. I mean, that's, you know, since 2000, even. It's just been a blink in the pan, as they say, slash in the bulb or whatever. I don't know what they call that. But we got some funny stuff to do today. my creative juices were flowing this morning and I got some things done after the dog threw up. And we have, had a dog throw up this morning. Not the normal dog throw up. It was the younger dog, which hardly ever throws up. And before breakfast, he was kind of mincing around, acting like he needed to go outside, which is kind of normal. Normally he'll come over and through the night he always comes over and puts his head nose on the bed, make sure I'm still there. And I'll go back and I'll reach out to pet him a little bit, and he just walks away and goes back to bed. This morning, he didn't do that. This morning, he was about 6 o'clock. He started milling about and trying to get me up. And I didn't know why. Apparently, he didn't feel good and wanted to go out. I didn't pay attention to him. I just thought, well, you go back to bed. He's sleep till 7 or whatever. But no, of course not. The good news, though, however, is I've got a cup here with, by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. This show is all about me and what I think about the news. It's all about me. It's all about the news, what I think about the news. I have in my cup here, I've got it's all about my cup. I have a cup full of chai, creamy chai, Big Train chai from Amazon. Just ordered another case of it. I just got another case of it. I ordered it and it came, I ordered it yesterday, 2 days ago. And it came at 4 o'clock in the morning, less than 12 hours later. Pretty amazing. So I'm pretty well stocked up here for the next couple weeks. I got six big cans of it. It's a powdered drink. It's a powdered mix. It's like a coffee can type powdered mix type thing. That should last me a couple days. I've got Cinnabon creamer in there. And now the fun news that's behind this whole thing is the backup cup this morning. I've got it in my little Jeep cup here. I've got freshly made last night. I made it last night, so it had the evening to steep in the peaches. I had fresh sweet peach tea made last night with peaches in it, of course, sliced up peaches. That's just some good stuff right there. I put it in the recycled container, the gallon jug that I got from Chick-fil-A. I got a gallon of Chick-fil-A sweet tea one time here a couple weeks ago, and so put that tea in that jug, which works out pretty well, I think. kind of works out pretty well. Yeah. We're pretty sitting pretty good here. That's I'm sitting here pretty good. Yeah, just everything's fine. Everything's fine. Got yeah, interesting stuff going on. The statistics, by the way, I don't understand sometimes how these statistics here, how they work. The streams and all the stuff that goes on. It's interesting how the numbers decline, and then all of a sudden they spike up again. I don't understand what happens there. I think it must be a reporting thing. I don't think that Spotify and iTunes report all the time. And when they do report, it's some ridiculous thing off the charts, and then then it goes back down to normal numbers again, which I think are the numbers of people who actually listen on Castos. Because if I go over to if I go over to Podbean, again, it's the same thing. It doesn't correlate. There's not a similar. Let's see if I go where to go. I should be able to look at the dashboard. There we go. Yeah, the dashboard. Yeah, it's all over. Its charts are all over the place. It's a 22nd to the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Yeah, I don't know where most people listen to it. Apparently, they're getting mostly from iTunes. So it's again, the reports back. I think Podbean actually. This is direct Podbean numbers, and then if you look at the, there's 2,700. Let's see, the downloads. it's kind of a weird look back at the way they do it. And I'm not sure exactly. I don't know how it all. Yeah, all I know is people are listening. I don't know why. That's the big question. It doesn't say why they're listening. Why are they listening? Or did they just accidentally click on this thing? I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Regardless of that, we got some funny stuff to get into. We're going to talk a little bit about James Comey and his case and what's going on with him. But we're also going to talk about Ilhan Omar and some other things that are going on. Minnesota's got some raids going on again. Of course, it's all a bunch of confusing mess. And I don't know. We'll see what's happening with this administration. What's going on? I think that I know that they're a little trigger happy about trying to get somebody put away, see some accountability finally. We all are, but I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with some of these cases. I don't think they have a real strong case in some cases, and they have a really strong case in other cases. Whatever the case may be. Just in case, we have some other stuff like that to go on. We'll talk about it. I'll have this little brief little thing here. Our sponsor, which is me. So we're going to play this little ditty first of all.
It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
Oops. Interesting stuff. I was fading out. I started talking here. Interesting stuff. Ilhan Omar, of course, the more this goes on, the more that they interview this woman and the more she gets challenged with certain things, the more despicable of a human being I believe she is. And I don't say that. I don't like to. I don't know. I just find her to be extremely just despicable, a despicable human being. She's knowingly lying and deceptive and just not just trying to, this goes beyond just trying to protect yourself. This goes to the point of literally trying to deceive people knowingly, planning it out ahead of time, not just responding in the moment and trying to be protective. I get that part of it. Somebody reacts to, no, I didn't do anything. No, misunderstanding. That's one thing. When you deliberately set out to deceive people and then have this rhetoric on the side of it, as if you're so smart. One of the key points here: nobody who really has a fine, upstanding character says the United GD States of America. No, nobody says that with the kind of vitriol that she says it. And by the way, I for somebody who always wears a head covering, and half the time it's just some kind of designer head covering, it's probably a $2,000 head covering that she's wearing all the time. She's wearing these fancy stuff that she wears. And it always depends on how much she wants to portray her faith, her particular religion that she's a part of. She'll wear a different headdress to come out and say, when she's feeling rather pious, she'll wear more of a full covering with just her face sticking out. And then when she's out about town and she's out doing her thing, she just has this little head hat on with a little bun thing on the front of it or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm sick of these people. And it just disgusts me the way they deceive their own. And it's this whole idea. See, you understand, these people are coming from a place. And I used to have some empathy for her, to some degree. I thought she was a refugee. I thought she came from Somalia as a refugee, that she came here as nothing and you know, found her way into politics somehow and whatever. Great, that's great. That whole story is awesome. That's not what happened at all. There was regime change in Somalia. There was an overlord that had been kind of taken over, and the people kind of fought back against, and they were after everybody in that regime. Guess what? She was the child of that regime as they were fleeing the country. She got out. That's why she got out of Somalia. She didn't come to America because she wanted to be here. I know people, I've got good friends who were born in other countries, who came here, and they always thought of America as being this place that there was hope here. It was this bastion, this light, this city on a hill. They had dreams of coming here and making something of their life and being able to be prosperous. And that's different. Someone who's coming here because they're fleeing, because there happens to be a way to manipulate the system and get here. And then manipulate the system for other people to get in here as well. For other family members. Well, we can just, I'll just marry you now. We'll just have a, on paper. It's just on paper. We're just going to do this. Get you in here. We'll commit all kinds of fraud to get you in here because, you know, you have to do that. And now there's this whole thing, this investigation about all the money that's, you know, what's all this about you being worth between $6 and $30 million? If there was ever, you know, where's Letitia at right now? Why isn't she going after Ilhan for falsifying her net worth for whatever reason? Where's the outrage? Where's this all this angst against Ilhan Omar? Literally committing some kind of fraud. I don't understand how you do that. It's just your accountant decided that you were worth between $6 and $30 million. $6 million to $30 million. That seems like a widespread to me. Does that seem like a widespread? $24 million, in my opinion, is quite a bit of money. That's, you know, a couple of nice cars. I mean, you could own a small village of nice houses. You could own a $24 million. You could build a housing addition with that. I don't understand little subdivision. You can put a subdivision of your own in somewhere. That's no small, that's not pocket change. How do you value that? How do you not know what someone's value is in that product? That seems shady to me to value it. Oh, no, it's 90. And of course, now it came out to $95,000. We're only worth $95,000. I still have student debt. Well, then where'd you come up with this number? Well, because of the business we own, or the business we shut down because it wasn't making any money. But it was worth $30 million. The whole thing, it just smells like rotten poop to me. I don't understand, that my dog's vomit didn't smell like this does. Sorry for the graphics scenario there. Just saying. It just seems, it's just despicable. So in light of this, this information, I have found a little song about Ilhan. We're going to play right now. And we'll see what you think about it. I've only heard it once. I think it was very fitting, so I just decided.
Ilhan is going to jail. Ilhan is going to jail. Some people did something. Some people did something. Now Ilhan is going to jail. Ilhan is going to jail. Ilhan is going to jail. Now some people did something. Some people did something. Now Ilhan is going to jail.
Sorry, I kind of messed up the end of that. It was kind of. We may have to play that again. That was pretty funny. I have to say, that was. <I can't. laughs> That's going to be a hit. That's going to be on the number one. That's going to be top 10 right there. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't know if she's going. I don't know if she's going to go to jail or not. This much I do know. She needs to be taken out of Congress. Congress needs to expel her. And if the Democrats, and here again, if this was a Republican, Democrats would be livid. They would be all over them, falling all over themselves, saying this person is that got away from us. That's all you would hear. And if it was a Republican, the Republicans would say the same thing. Most of them would say, very few of them would stand up and defend something like the way she's been. There was a congressman recently expelled who was a Republican. He was voted into office, didn't want to leave, and good for him. He just stuck around, because just the double standard thing just bothers me more than anything. That's what always. Probably the biggest thing that bothers me is when somebody has double standards. That just nothing probably turns my stomach more than that. And the left just all over that. Just talk about hypocrisy. The statement or the little slogan that the liberal hive mind always has on the beginning of every one of his shows. He said, "Exposing the abundant hypocrisy on the left," and it's just that's. It is abundant, and it's there, and it's all over the place. The hypocrisy is off the charts. And it shows the absolute absence of any kind of self-awareness whatsoever. And it's all about them. It's this narcissistic kind of self-aggrandizing, power-hungry, I don't know what. It's just this. Nothing is more selfish than that. It's childish. It's ridiculous. And that's all they are. Everything is about get done. Their entire platform, what are the policies of the Democrat Party that they're running on right now? What are the big ideas that they have to save the country? Well, we're going to get rid of Trump. We're going to get rid of Trump. Trump's policies. Trump's policies. Trump. Orange man. Oh, Orange man's bad. He's a pedophile. There was a really good, I should play this because it was really good. Boy, I don't know if I can find this or not. I can't find it there. I can probably find it here. Let's see if I can, I'm going to go down here. This is worth listening to because it is absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And I listened to this morning. Well, first of all, there's the Leering Center. This one gal gets up and speaks and, she's like the, who was that? Was it North Carolina or South Carolina? There was some kind of a, during the, one of the pageants, one of the beauty pageants where this lady, they said something about, you know, why is it that kids can't, it's about kids can't, in other countries or something. And then she said something about, well, you know, because maps and because kids don't have maps. And she did this whole thing. It was really, it was pretty funny. Where is this thing? It's got to be here somewhere. I probably skipped over it. Nope. Oh, nope. This was it. This is it right here. This is it. This is good. This is good stuff. I'm going to play this. I'm hoping it comes across okay, but I hope, because I don't think there's anything in here that's stupid. Why is it? Oh.
Terrorism.
Sweet.
Americans are against Islamic terrorism.
I'm an American, and I am not against Islamic terrorism because that simply does not exist.
Okay, if I pull up the...
She's not against it because it doesn't exist. This gal is living in a... just a delusional world, first of all. This guy's reminiscent. He reminds me of Charlie Kirk so much just because of the way his composure. I'm going to start from the very beginning on this thing, but she's not making any sense whatsoever. And this is just I use the term ignorance just based on you're just so ill informed. What Reagan used to say. It's not that our liberal friends are not that they're stupid. He didn't use that word, but it's just that they know so much about, they know so much that's wrong or whatever.
The stereotypical Americans defend Israel.
Yeah, you're probably Trump. We're against Islamic terrorism.
Who's we?
Americans are against Islamic terrorism.
I'm an American, and I am not against Islamic terrorism because that simply does not exist.
She's not against it because it doesn't exist.
Okay, if I pull up the GTI, the Global Terrorism Index, which is an independent database that has the top 10 terrorist groups in the world, and they're all Islamic, and the top 10 biggest terror attacks.
Who created them?
Created that statistic. Where are you going to get the statistic from?
It's independent.
Okay, here's the thing.
Boko Haram?
Yes, I did say earlier.
Here, I'll pull it up for you. Ready? GTI 2026. And you can look it up, too.
If it's an American source, it's definitely false. America lies about a lot of things.
And again, here she is. She's living in America. And she's also just, why are you here?
And then,
Donald Trump, the orange pedophile in office?
Donald Trump, the orange pedophile in office. Where did they get this information? Where did they get this stuff? That's just the rhetoric now that's out there. That's all they're going
to
say.
But Hamas doesn't lie, right? Dude, your prophet's a pedophile. Married a 6-year-old. Don't play that game.
Oh, my prophet's a pedophile. First of all, he's not. Second of all.
How old was Aisha?
Muhammad, I think he was 54. I think Aisha was 9 or 6 or 9 or whatever she was, married her and commenced the marriage. This is their prophet. And they stand in defense of this. And listen to her. I knew she was going to go there immediately. As soon as she started explaining that whole thing.
Isaac
doesn't even know.
Isaac was like 24, 22. Rebecca and wasn't Rebecca three. Was 16.
24 and 16, that's so, the same thing as 54.
And by the way, that 16 used to be the age, that's still in some states, I think you can get married at 16 with parents' permission. That's not that unusual. That used to be the norm. And it's actually morally, that's actually still, I think it's 18 now. It just
six?
Bizarre.
Well, You're saying that my prophet
she was six.
24 and 16. 24 and 16. 24 and 16 is legal in America today. Isaac was.
Yeah, it is. That's what I thought. I thought there is places you can actually legally get married. 24 and 16, you can get married. Now you can't have intercourse with someone that age without being married. That's considered. What is statutory? I think it's statutory.
Isaac wasn't a pedophile. Are you going to let me talk? You're getting emotional. You think it's okay for a 54-year-old to marry a 6-year-old?
First of all, I'm not getting emotional. I'm not sensitive.
Okay. You think it's okay for a 54-year-old to marry a 6-year-old? Muhammad, your earliest sources, your Islamic scholars say he was 54. Aisha
really
narrates in the Hadith that she was
really
6.
Do you really think that every Muslim is going to live life exactly like how the Prophet did it?
Why?
isn't he the prime example? And you almost, I mean, if you even mention his name, you're not just supposed to say his name. You're supposed to say all this stuff afterwards. I don't know what I'm going to say because I'd mess it up. And I'd rather just not even say it. In my opinion, he doesn't deserve that kind of respect.
But that's obviously he's the most perfect man.
Obviously
no?
not, because let me finish. Let
Wait,
me
is
finish.
He time bound?
Obviously not. Obviously, let me finish. Let me finish.
Yeah. All right, the floor is yours.
So the prophet was alive in the year 500, somewhere around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this doesn't matter because he's supposed to set them. He's supposed
during,
to.
Let me finish. You're not okay. even let me finish.
I already know what you're gonna say. Oh, it was normal back then.
No, no, you're not. A lot of things back then were normal, but nowadays so
she
normal.
Went right there.
Like, I already said this.
Let me talk.
I already addressed this.
Was normal.
So it was back then.
Okay, but back then it was normal. Times have changed.
Okay, so because it was okay.
Do you really
back.
Think that you're going to go on the cross and sacrifice your life for our sins, just like how Jesus did? No, because
no,
he was alive
that's,
a long time ago.
That's
I don't think that a human sacrifice
that's not even
of sin.
That's what
relative.
Christians believe.
That's not
I'm talking in Christian terminology.
Okay, so you don't like whenever I cut you off, but you like to cut me off. Okay. But is Muhammad the most perfect man of all time?
So you are going off of
Is Muhammad
Christian
the most perfect man of all time? Muhammad is considered to be the most perfect man of all time,
okay,
not bound by his time.
Yeah, he was the most perfect man.
You want to compare Jesus' life to Muhammad's and see who was a better person?
No, yes, I believe
you don't want to compare Jesus to Muhammad because you know Jesus was a better person. Why
That's
was Jesus...
not true. That's not true. That's not true.
This is what we're currently...
This is what... Oh. It is willful choice to be this ignorant. I don't know any other way. All you're doing is just talking. You're not studying. This is someone who's just... has heard about stuff and is they have all these excuses. They have no study. There's no study. Once you start studying deeply, and there are people who have been Muslims who've really gone into the study, the serious study, there's two factions, two ways you can, and this happens in Christianity as well. There's two ways you can go when you get into study. One is you open up your mind and you start opening up scripture and you start questioning everything. You just ask questions. You just have all the questions and you start looking for answers. And you just go wherever the facts lead. And then you match that up with other things that parallel those facts. And you do correlative studies. And you continue to go down this path. All the people who've done that, all the people I know of, have always ended up with the same conclusion. They've always there was a lawyer who set out to prove that scripture was wrong, and he went through the scriptures and he went through all the historical data. He was going to set this whole case up. He spent like 3 years doing this, and then he wrote the book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, and he is a Christian because of the study that he did. He realized in the midst of all this study, in the midst of everything that he went down, every path he went down was proving that the scriptures were true, that Jesus was who he said he was, that he was a real person, he really lived on this earth. Everything about the entire story made more sense than anything else. No one who's had an open mind studying Islam has drawn that conclusion. It is, that's one way you can go down when you have this open-minded study idea, this idea that you're going to study to show yourself proof, so to speak. It's to really search the scriptures and find out what's going on. Then you have the other side of the story where people study in order to bolster or to solidify their way of life or the way they choose the religion that they have chosen. And this happens even within denominations in the Christian faith. People will go to a seminary that is whatever denomination they are of, and they convince them there at the seminary that they don't do any study of their own. They just listen to what the professors have to say, and they just regurgitate that. And some of them then become professors and to continue the regurgitation of the regurgitation. That's just everybody's just eating each other's good regurgitation. I'm just talking about regurgitation this morning because of the way I woke up this morning with dog vomit on the floor. I have, sorry I keep painting that picture for you, but that's the reality of life, folks. That's just the way. Life is messy. Make sure you have enough paper towels for it. Well, there's that. And then, okay, I've talked about Ilhan enough. I think I've talked about that subject enough. I don't know if, I think she may actually be, she may be in trouble. That's my opinion. I think she may actually be, she may have some problems. What is going on, Mike? What just happened here? Uh-oh. I may not be able to play this because I don't know what's happening here. Huh. My mouse is not working. Why? I can't click on anything. And I can click on stuff. It doesn't do anything. I can't pull up pages. I can't. Huh. That's interesting. Oh, I see what's happened. What's that doing there? Boy, that's bizarre. My mouse is moving around on the screen, but it's not controlling anything. That's slightly unusual. Let's see what we got here. Maybe I can do it this way. No, see, it's not allowing me to even select that. Huh, that's interesting. Something is wrong with my mouse. I think I'm going to turn my mouse off and turn it back on again, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. Anyway, that's the weirdest technological issue I've ever had here at the show. Let's see if it'll reconnect and do anything. I don't. There it goes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're back. We're back in business. Back in business, probably. Got to go on. My technology wizardry fixed that problem. I have. Let's take a quick little break here. We're gonna play this little ditty. We'll talk about it a little bit later, and then we'll get back to this whole thing.
But wait, there's more. 651, we're almost done. 76 and 85, text that number, it's alive. Text that number, call that number, don't be a loser.
Oh, sorry, just humming along there. We have, yeah, call the number, 574-651-7685. Let me know what you think about what I think. And you can text that number, or you can call that number, or you can go to google.com/voice, put that number in there, and 574-651-7685. Don't be a loser, and let me know what you think about all that stuff. We have another thing going on. James Comey, apparently, has been indicted again. Or, you know, I guess he was already indicted. I don't know. Whatever they did with this. They redid the indictment against, James Brennan? Was it Brennan? So it was Clapper or Brennan? One of the two. I can't remember. They both need to be in prison. Those guys are just crooked as crooked can be. Look me in the eye and tell me you're not crooked, Mr. Brennan or Mr. Comey. I trust Iran more. The way our president lies, I would trust Iran's more than I trust our president. This guy's a paid contributor, sits on panels at MSNBC and CNN or whatever one of those two. I don't know which MSNBC, I think MS Now, whatever they call themselves. Ridiculous. Same thing with, what's the guy's name that was a lawyer, that was one of Trump's lawyers who was ended up in prison? Anyway, we got this other guy here. His name's James Comey. Let's see what's going on with James Comey. Let's check in with James Comey right now.
Comey is going to jail. Comey is going to jail. Something about 86 and 47. Isn't that something? Now Comey is going to jail.
See ya.
Comey is going to jail.
I wish.
Comey is going to jail. Something about 86 and 47. Isn't that something? Now Comey is going to jail.
The thing about the something thing, just to be clear, he took this picture of this these shells that were arranged in 8647, knowing exactly what it meant, and he said, "Oh, this looks interesting." And he took this, I think he put it on his Instagram or whatever. He's big into the social media thing because you know he's got this big following. He's a big influencer. He's also a big Swiftie. I'm a Swiftie. He acts like a 12-year-old kid when he talks about it. It's creepy. It's creepy stuff. Talks about Taylor Swift and my daughter and I, we're Swifties. He's a freak. The guy's a freak. And this idea that he somehow he's so far above everything else, and he's because he's the ethical one. So he puts this thing out there, this 8647. Now he's very familiar with the who was the monk, who was the king who said who will rid me of this monk, whatever, or priest or whatever it was. There's somebody challenging the king, and I might probably find it real quick. Look at me go. I got something here called the inner World Wide Web Nebnet. I can just tap it right in here. Who will rid me of this meddlesome priest? It was Thomas Becket, former Chancellor of England. Who will rid me of this turbulent priest? Will no one rid me of this turbulent priest? And then someone went and killed the priest and thought he was doing the chancellor's bidding. And the first time I'd heard this before, but the first time I'd ever heard a politician or anybody say anything about it was James Comey. He knows what this does. This plants something in someone's head and knows exactly what he's doing. This was, let's see, who was this? In the next day, he was killed. In 1170, December 29th, Henry II said, "Who will rid me of this meddlesome priest?" And the next day, he was killed. Thomas A. Becket. Where is it? I don't know. Okay, whatever. Oh, yeah. This article even talks about it. On 8th of June, 2017, Thomas Becket made a surprise appearance in the investigation into a possible Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Former FBI Director James Comey had been summoned to appear before a hearing of the Senate Intelligence Committee to provide texture and context about his interactions with President Trump. About an hour and 40 minutes into the proceedings, Senator Angus King of Maine asked Comey about Trump's hope that Comey would stop the investigation of General Michael Flynn. Now, keep in mind, Michael Flynn was the one who was railroaded by the FBI because Comey didn't go through normal channels. He just, just send some guys over. Thought that was funny. The disgraced former national security advisor, at which point Comey made a pointed reference to Becket's martyrdom. When a president of the United States in the Oval Office says something like, "I hope," or "I suggest," or "I would," or "would you," do you take that as a directive? Comey, "Yes, yes. It rings in my ears as kind of, will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest?" This was a staged event, by the way. This stuff was scripted. They knew this question was coming. He had that ready to go. I guarantee you that's the way that went. There's no question in my mind. They do this stuff all the time. They have these little meetings and they talk about, I really want to get this out there. Let's get this principle out there. I guarantee you that's how it went down. And it's It's disgusting. It's despicable. In my opinion, he should be going to jail. Comey, he abuses power, all kinds of things. The guy is nothing. If he shouldn't be in jail, he certainly has done a lot of immoral things. Now, he'll say his poop doesn't stink because I was the ethics professor at Cambridge. I taught ethics. Most people there are some people who are involved in ethics teaching who simply know all the loopholes. Well, you know, just like when he gave his notes of his meeting with the president. This is the kind of guy, this is the kind of guy he is. Well, I didn't think it was proper for me to give the notes directly to the press. So I gave them to someone else, and that person gave them to the press. Because that would be the moral, and that way I didn't give it to him. Someone else did. Well, that's like mailing it to them and saying, well, the postman, I didn't give it to him, but the postman gave it to him. The mailman, he's the one who delivered it. I didn't deliver it to his house. Not my fault. You had every intent that it would go to the press. You just didn't want to do it yourself because that would be unethical. This is called loopholes. This is called not working with the spirit of the law or the spirit of the ethics. It's just getting around an ethical issue. This is the kind of person he is. He manipulates stuff like this so that he can feel better about himself and he has plausible deniability. Let me explain something to you about how this is going to work out for him when he is face to face with God. Because God doesn't play that game. That's not a game you can play with God. You can't manipulate around. You can't go work around the truth that way. It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, be cute. Get away with it now, James. Get away with it now. Because he will. He'll get away with this. The problem with this case is that this is where I don't like where the administration has gone with this. They're not going to win this case. I think that they want to have some kind of appearance that they're going after somebody and trying to get accountability. The case here, what they've charged him with is that he meant for there to be harm or intent to the president. I don't think they're going to get that out of this unless they can prove that he's the one who put the shells there, which I believe he did. I think he's the one who put the shells there. That's just my opinion. I don't have any evidence of that. I'm just saying, if I'm walking along the beach and I see some shells in the sand, I don't necessarily take even a second look, especially if it looks like numbers or something. I don't pay attention to it. All of a sudden, he's paying attention to it and he's taking pictures of it and putting it on his Instagram. Call me silly, but I just don't think that happens normally. People walking down the beach. What are the odds James Comey's going to see that? Put it on James Comey's Instagram or whatever he puts it on, social media. I find it highly ironic. Unless someone put it there that meant for James to see it, or maybe James himself put it there. I don't know. So here we are. So here we have it. And I believe that James was had the intent of putting that out there because he thinks of himself as a king. I guarantee you that. He thinks he's the one now doing that manipulation. He's trying to embed that in someone's, plant that idea in someone's head. You don't have to with the left. Somebody did a montage the other day. Actually, I heard it this morning. Again, of all the assassination attempts that have ever happened in our country, from everything from Lincoln anyway, Lincoln was Republican. Everybody except for JFK, who in today's view, in fact, the person who, Lee Harvey Oswald, was actually a Marxist. He was a socialist, so to speak. He had a lot of ties to the Soviet Union at the time. Trying to get rid of JFK. This is more back when Democrats were just I would say liberal, more libertarian probably than the left kind of wackos that we have now. He's the only one. Everybody else is Republican. Reagan was shot. Nixon was shot. Or attempted to be shot. I think somebody shot at him. And what was the other? Well, there were several others. All the others that were mentioned. All the... Certainly in my lifetime, I was just old enough to remember Kennedy, and of course, then everybody else after that that's been shot or shot at. All been Republicans. And yet, the Democrats will continually say that the Republicans are the violent ones. And they continue to mention, in fact, Hakeem Jeffries. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Hakeem Jeffries because, now tomorrow is going to be, I'm still thinking about whether or not I want to make, I think Thursdays are going to be theological Thursday. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going down that road. Either that or theoretical Thursday, like conspiracy theory type stuff. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it. I think we might do that. It's got to be some kind of Thursday thing. Let me know what you think about what I should do. We'll take a vote. Should it be theological Thursday or should it just be Thirsty Thursday? We can just talk about drinks. Or we can talk about theoretical. Theory Thursday, whatever it's conspiracy theory Thursday, whatever you want, whatever you think. I'm taking votes on this, and then I'll decide. I probably won't do anything. I'll probably just be Thursday. I don't know. Anyway, so speaking of which, just to give you an idea, this whole thing with Comey. I don't think they have a very good case here because they can't prove intent unless they know he put those shells there. And again, he won't admit to anything. This whole case is going to be ridiculous. They're going to get him back in there, and it's going to be worthless. This is a grandstanding thing, which I don't like that. I'm not in favor of that either. I appreciate the fact that they're going to, you know, that they're making him spend a lot of money, which is what they made Trump spend a lot of money. So maybe that's just Trump's way of saying, hey, you know what? We're going to keep you in court and just keep you spending money on lawyers. Because Comey, by the way, is a multimillionaire, by the way. You have to wonder how he got all of his money. He was born into it to some degree. So let's see if we can find out James Comey. Need to find the wiki for him. He's 65 years old. He's 2 years older than me. Born in 1960. It doesn't say where he was born. Yonkers, New York is where he was born. Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigations from 2013 to 2017. For 4 years, he was in. He's 6'8", tall guy. Spouse. Education, University of Chicago Law School. That tells you something right there. He has two kids. One of them that I know of is involved in an investigation as well, and is a lawyer or something. I don't see any more information here. Here it is. This is the former director, James Comey, who was just indicted by the current occupant of the White House. James Comey. Seashell. Here, this might be the one. This might be the actual one about the seashells.
Well, they're back. This time about a picture of seashells on a North Carolina beach a year ago. And this won't be the end of it. But nothing has changed with me.
Why is he innocent?
I'm still not afraid. And I still believe in the independent federal judiciary. So let's go.
This is creepy. He puts himself in front of a camera almost as if it's a mugshot, and he makes these kinds of statements. Why? Are you an adult? This is the kind of thing that just, it creeps me out. I would never think of doing this kind of thing. This little 36-second clip that he puts himself on for, I guess it's, what is it? Is it Substack? This is on Substack, but it's basically, I think he put this on all of his social media crap. Just bizarre. Just literally bizarre. I don't understand it. Now I don't know where the original one is that he posted that had the seashell thing. Now again, I think it's going to be he's going to be vindicated because he wins the case or because it gets tossed out or something. I don't know what, but it had to be a grand jury that did this. So I don't know what they've got or what they're going to go after him on, but who knows? Just in light of entertainment, just for entertainment purposes only, I think it's worth just playing this again because I think it's just entertaining.
Han is going to jail. Ilhan is going to jail. Some people did something. Some people did something. Now Ilhan is going to jail.
In her case, she might be going to
jail. Ilhan is going to jail. Some people did something. Some people did something. Now Ilhan is going to jail.
Yeah. I think she has a... They got a good case against her because she literally committed immigration fraud. And there's some issues with that one. She's got some problems. And, of course, she's dumb enough to say something stupid enough to get her dig her hole deeper. So I don't know. The only thing is the Democrats are going to, you know, they're going to rally the wagons around her. They're going to try to defend her and everything else. That they will not go to the point of rooting her out to get, they're just going to say, oh, she's just a political attack. The misadministration is going after her because it's a political attack. That's all they're going to say about that one. And of course, Comey says the same thing. It's just the current administration, the current president. It's just, this is vindictive. He's just being vindictive. Why is he seeking vengeance? Vengeance for what? Because you falsely attacked him? You know, typically when people seek vengeance, it's because you did something wrong against them. That's typically, most people don't get vindictive unless they've been wronged. And in the case of James Comey, you attacked the president without any kind of, with malice, with nothing, you know. I don't understand this either. This goes along the lines. I just said I'm going down a bunny trail, but it's Bunny Trail Wednesday. Have you ever been pulled over by a police officer? Now, it seems like I used to get pulled over all the time, especially in Chicago. I just, you know, they would just, well, did you realize that you went through that yellow light? Hey, yeah, it was yellow. Well, I was red when you went through it. Oh, okay. Just, there's this attitude that some law enforcement officers get, and it's as if you've done something to them personally. Like as if you've personally done something to offend them. And then it's just do your job. Give me your ticket. Give me the ticket. Be polite about it. I'm being polite. You can be polite. I'll accept the ticket. Just be polite about it. Whatever. Okay, I did a U-turn there. I shouldn't have done a U-turn there. I just wasn't going to drive another 10 miles down this road before I could turn around. Because I'd have to drive 10 miles back. And we're talking, you know, half an hour difference now instead of me just doing a U-turn here where there's no traffic. And that happened to me once. This was probably 20 years ago. And got a ticket for it. Just, a cop came out of nowhere. Where was the cop sitting? I don't even know where he was. There was no cars around. Did a U-turn. Out of the blue, here he comes, kind of chasing me down. All mad at me. Like as if I just turn in front of your mother or something? Why are you so mad at me about this? Just give me the ticket and say, have a nice day. I mean, just, you know. But he was mad. I get it. Maybe you've had a bad day. Maybe you're tired of people doing that. Maybe you've seen an accident because of somebody doing something like that, and now it's affected you, and you don't want to see people doing that. Maybe it's mad, you know. Maybe it's a good kind of mad, like a father being mad at his son for doing something that he knows it's going to hurt him. Don't run in the street. But Dad, the streets are closed. I don't care. Don't run in the street. It's one of those things where Yeah, anyway, maybe that's what was going on there. I'll try to give him some grace on that. I'll try to give him some, you know, some slack there. I suppose if you've cleaned up a mess, I mean, you know, an accident, a mess of some kind that that happened because somebody did that, I suppose I would have a different attitude towards it too. But it's again, people take stuff like this personally, and I don't get that. I went to the garbage on Wednesdays. In fact, today is one of those days. Our landfill is open for people who live in the county to go. It's free on Wednesdays. You can take 3 bags of trash, personal trash, to the. They used to have all kinds of rules on what kind of bags you could take and what kind of vehicle you had. You couldn't take your pickup truck. You could take a minivan or a car. Couldn't be a pickup truck. And you could take 3 white kitchen bags. And you had to check in. You had to show them your driver's license. All this. Now you just drive in and you can throw 3 big, huge, you know, 50-pound, 50-gallon bags in there. What doesn't matter? I don't care. Now, I know that people are coming from other counties. I know they are. Because I see license plates that are not from this county going in there all the time. But it's free. Instead of paying, what, $50 a month or whatever. And we live 2 miles from the dump, so I go by there all the time, so it's not like a big deal other than I get nails on my tires, which cost me a lot more than $50 a month. Anyway, so I ended up going over there. I went there one day, and they were just closing. They still had the gate halfway open. I ran in real quick with my car, tossed my trash out. I had 1 bag of trash, I think, and left. On the way out, lady came out the door and she started yelling at me. All upset, Matt. It's after 4, whatever, I think it was 4:15 or whatever time they closed back then. This was several years ago. it was like they were getting ready to close. I think it officially closed at 4:30 and they had the gate half closed at 4:15. You weren't supposed to bring any more in after 4:15. And it was right at 4:15 when I did it. I drove in there real quick. I wasn't even in there 3 minutes. I literally drove in, jumped out of the car, threw the bag in and drove out. The gate was still half open. It wasn't like it was closing on me or anything. I didn't just barely slip out. She came out and yelled at me. She said, you know, it's after 4:15. You're not supposed to. So I was like, well, do you want me to go back and get my trash out? I mean, how do you want me to rectify this? So I'm, you know, you're obviously upset about this. You could have just came out and said, hey, just so you know, don't come in after 4:15. That's the rule. I mean, leave your trash there now, it's fine, but just don't do that again. That would have been a response that I could have said, okay, sorry, I didn't realize that was a big deal, but I won't do it again. You know, not until the next time. But the problem that I had with it was she was just, it's like you'd have thought I ran over her toe. Or that she was going to have to somehow go out and make, you know, some kind of, generated some kind of paperwork for her that she wasn't going to get off work at the same time. I don't know. She was just mad about it, the whole thing. I don't understand that. I do not understand that. Now, if you do something personally to the individual, I get it. Then I get it. That's fine. And that's where I draw a line. Like when I deal with a lot of people at hotels and especially hotels, probably more than anything, but restaurants as well, and some other things. Sometimes transportation issues, just whatever it is. But I realize that the person who's behind the desk is typically not the person who's making the policies. Now I do know that a lot of times they have the leeway to relax some of those policies sometimes, and they won't, which is fine, whatever. But if they don't, that's fine. But. At the same time, I realize that they're not the ones who are making the policy, and I'll let them know, hey, you know, this policy really stinks. You might want to let your general manager know, whoever it is. Let somebody know that can make the decision. This is not a good idea. This is not helping us at all. This is not very helpful, and it's not very good. It's not very, doesn't show very well in this hotel, this establishment, whatever it is. And so I know you're just doing your job, but you know, I usually say that kind of thing. I know you're doing your job, but I just totally disagree with the way we're being treated here, whatever it is. And typically that goes over pretty well. They'll usually roll their eyes and say, yeah, I know, I can't, you know, I agree. But they can't change it because it's the company policy. Now, in some cases, there are things they can change, and sometimes they're just being ridiculous. I've run into that several times. And there's this one particular individual who works at a particular hotel that I continue to get sent to in Chicago. It is the most frustrating thing in the world because this guy is a, he's a real pain. And other people have definitely given me parking passes for nothing. This guy charges me twice as much on the weekends. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, you're going to get charged twice as much to park there. I shouldn't have to pay for any parking. I'm there for the company purposes, and the company has me there. I didn't have a choice in the hotel I went to. The company assigns that hotel. I would go to the other hotel that has free breakfast and free parking. This hotel has no breakfast, and you have to pay to park there, and it's twice as much on the weekends as it is on the week. They didn't give me a discount, which, you know, and it's, so on the weekends, it's $16 for me to park my car there just for a night, and it's not really my choice. And they won't give me a late checkout either, which is also very frustrating. Because sometimes I can't, you know, I've got to wander around for the next 6 hours or whatever. So it's just one of those weird things. But this guy takes everything personally. If you say anything to him, he's like as if he owns the place. He doesn't own the place. And it comes across as very mean spirited. I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, to take some ownership in the business and be, you know, I appreciate that, but I don't appreciate the fact that he's personally offended by certain things. Anyway, that's what I have to say about what I have to say. We're just going to play this, and we'll talk about what's going to be on tomorrow's show.
It's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
Yeah, according to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
it's the news.
Yeah, it's the news. According to me.
Interesting. I just noticed Chrome now has a deal where you can click on AI search mode with Google. Kind of an interesting way of doing it, huh? And it comes up with more. You can actually ask it things, and it's just a response, just basically based on AI. Interesting stuff. Anyway, which is basically just nothing but Gemini in the background is all it's always doing. Anyway, tomorrow's show, we're probably going to have some. I don't know. We're going to talk about, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We may talk about theology. We might get into this whole thing about Islam. Maybe. I don't know. I'm no expert on it. Not an expert on anything. But we might. We might get into that. We might delve. I don't know. We'll see what happens between now and then. We may just talk about Iran. Some of the things are going on there. But I don't know. We might get into the ballroom thing. One of the weird things that's been going on is this idea that the administration staged this whole thing with this attempted assassination attempt. I don't get that. I don't understand. We might go through that. Just kind of talk about the ridiculousness of how ridiculous that is. And yet there are people who are supposedly credible. Folks, God bless. I'll see you.